We were justified, we were declared righteous, we are being sanctified, and we will be glorified. Now, what about this current process of sanctification? Well, the Lord God is taking His Word by His Spirit and convicting us of sin and causing us to have a different viewpoint.
Welcome to this Friday edition of Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt, pastor of Equipping Bible Church in Greer, South Carolina. And Greg, the message today reveals some important truths about how we're to live out our faith.
Yes, Dave. Indeed, today we're going to begin our look at how God will sanctify us as believers entirely and how we can rest in Him as He works on us. Turn with us to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at verses 23 to 24.
Thanks, Greg. And if you're new to Equipping the Saints, head over to our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org, to learn more about this ministry and our teacher, Pastor Greg Lundstedt. Our web address is simply etsradio.org. Now, with today's message, here's our teacher, Greg Lundstedt.
It's here and there, and God is changing us, but there's spots that aren't changed. And so we see here that sanctification is His work, and He'll complete it. Look at verse 23. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul concludes this letter with his inspired desire for these believers. Some call it a prayer, and it is in a sense. Some call it a benediction. Regardless of what you call it, it is the Apostle Paul's inspired desire for this body of believers. And it is spoken in a way that we can understand because it's inspired by the Spirit of God, that it is God's desire for us. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely. Now, before we get to the passage specifically, we need to understand and review what sanctification is. You understand what it is. And basically, sanctification is the process of being made holy. And we're going to see that God is going to make us holy, holy, right? I was going to title my message, Holy with a W, and then Holy, Holy, right? He's going to do that. It is the process of God making us holy. And it is a beautiful thing. It is right and good. And our word translated sanctify here, hagiazo, it speaks of making separate, to set apart. We saw back in chapter 4, verse 3, for this is the will of God, your sanctification, being set apart. And then he goes on to explain that you abstain from sexual immorality, being set apart from sexual sin. That was the initial context there. Sanctification is being set apart from sin unto the Lord. It's a process. And obviously, sanctification is, as we will see and as we heard read earlier, is being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. We're not there yet, but He is in the process of making us like Jesus. Now, we need to understand that Scripture does speak of sanctification in two different ways. We have our initial sanctification, and then we have the ongoing process which will be brought to a completion, which we'll see in our passage today. Indeed, Scripture reveals that when we believed in Jesus Christ, when you were convicted of your sin and you trusted in Jesus Christ for salvation, you believed in Him, whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. You were set apart from sin unto Him. You were sanctified. In Hebrews chapter 10, he says, by this will we have been sanctified. This will, that was the Lord coming for us to do His will. We have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus once for all. When the Apostle Paul addresses the Corinthian church, he calls them, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, those who have been, already done, sanctified in Christ Jesus. Later on in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, he will talk about the fact that all these type of sins that people are identified by, they're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. He gives a list of them, and then he says, and such some of you were. You were identified by your sin, but you were washed, you were sanctified. You were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in the Spirit of our God. When we trust in Jesus Christ, we are set apart from our former sinfulness to a state of being in a relationship with Jesus Christ, having been fully forgiven of our sins. We're set apart, we're forgiven, we're sanctified. And so in our position, we are fully sanctified. We are set apart. But in, practically speaking, we have not fully been set apart from sin yet. No one has. Anyone says that they've reached a point where they don't sin anymore, you could say, well, you just sinned. The reality is, the Bible says that if we say we have no sin, we're liars. But we should be becoming more and more like Christ. We should be built up like Him. And so we see here, this sanctification is a process of being made like Jesus Christ. Indeed, I mentioned it earlier in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. He says, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. And he goes on to explain being set apart from the sin of sexual immorality unto God. And he said, God has not called us for the purpose of immorality, but sanctification. The Apostle Paul illustrates this in the middle of chapter 6, verse 19 of the book of Romans. He says, just as you presented your members as slaves to impurity and lawlessness, you used to present yourself to sin, resulting in further lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. Present yourself to those things of Christ, those righteous things, those things of Him, and that results in being set apart. Sanctification. So sanctification is one aspect of our salvation. When we believed, we were justified and we were set apart. We were justified, we've been sanctified, and we will be glorified. Okay, so we were justified, we were declared righteous, we are being sanctified, and we will be glorified. And so now, what about this current process of sanctification? Well, the Lord God is taking His Word by His Spirit, and He is convicting us of sin and causing us to have a different viewpoint, that we would turn away from that and trust Him and allow Him to deliver us from that. You see, we are to not be conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of our minds, Romans chapter 12. And in John 17, 17, Jesus says, sanctify them in thy truth, he prays, thy word is truth. Sanctify them. Let your word set them apart. Set them apart from sin unto Him. Sanctify them in truth. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. In speaking about husbands, he gives the illustration of the church. The Apostle Paul. Ephesians 5:25. He says, husbands, love your wives. Just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her. And why did he do that? Verse 26, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, the term rhema, spoken word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. He died so that we would be set apart. And he is using his word to sanctify us. That's what he's doing in this process. He is taking his word, convicting us of sin, correcting us, making us straight again, and training us in righteousness. If you're willing to listen, by the way. If you're not quenching the Holy Spirit. If you're not disregarding the word of God. But yet this is not just done in a theological bubble, it's done in the context of faith. Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. We need to trust the Lord. Believe what he has said, and he sets us apart. When we trust in Jesus and believe his word, he sets us apart. We become more and more like Jesus Christ. So that's what sanctification is, and he's doing that every single day. And if you're a believer, there's places where he has sanctified. He's really worked on those areas. You've changed. And certainly we fail, but we are being sanctified. But there are spots and places that aren't there yet. We're not there yet. I'm not talking about rebellion, that's different. There are rebellious Christians out there, and they're getting whooped by the Lord with discipline. I'll tell you that right now, if they're really His. I'm talking about really those who are trying to follow the Lord, wanting to follow Him, but we're not there yet. And so back in our passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, notice what he says. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely. Right off the bat, we see first and foremost, it is God who sanctifies. And we're going to talk about that entirely in a minute. God is the one who does it. Now may the God of peace, notice he says Himself. It's emphatic in the original language. He's going to do it. He Himself. Now may He Himself do it. May He Himself do it. He's the God of peace, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Brothers and sisters, this takes off all the pressure. I'm not saying we don't obey. I'm not saying we don't trust Him, but it takes off the pressure. God is the one who sanctifies us. We don't sanctify ourselves. You didn't save yourself. You don't sanctify yourself. It's God's work. And when we realize that, and as we see, trust in Him and abide in Him, He does that work in us. He works in us, which will work out of us. Here's where believers stumble so much and run into great problems. In effect, we don't say this and we don't think this maybe, but in effect, we try to sanctify ourselves. We try to obey His commands apart from relying on Him and trusting in Him. What did Jesus say? He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm the vine, you're the branches, right? You got to abide in me and I in you. Talks about, for apart from me, you can do nothing. Another favorite passage of mine, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are adequate to consider anything as coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. He's the one. And when you get to that state of submission, it has to do with submission, and yieldedness, His work really flourishes in your life. It's not going to be done yet, but it will be done, as we'll say. The Apostle Paul made it clear that God's power was perfected in weakness. You see, if we are doing it by ourselves, or we think we're doing it by ourselves, we're going to fail. The arm of flesh will fail you. You dare not trust your own. So he says here, now may the God of peace sanctify you Himself. Sanctify you entirely. May He Himself sanctify you entirely. And did you notice He was described as the God of peace? And you need to ask interpretive questions. Why is He described this way in this verse? Why is He described in this verse as the God of peace? Why would He be described that way? Well, we know that God is characterized by peace. And we know that He is the one in which peace originates. Throughout the New Testament, we have numerous references to the grace and peace that comes from God alone, from God to man. We know that He brings positional peace with Him because we were hostile in our sins. But having been justified by faith, Romans 5:1, we have peace with God. There's peace. There's no enmity. There's no hostility anymore. We know that He Himself is our peace, Ephesians 2:14. But just as we have positional peace in our justification, there is a present peace that comes in the context of sanctification. That's why I believe He's talking about the God of peace. May the God of peace sanctify you completely. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you. The context of that was He was going away, but He was sending His Spirit, wasn't He? Through the Spirit, love, joy, peace, right? James talks about the wisdom which comes from His Word. He says it's first peaceable. In James 3:18, he says, and the seed whose fruit is righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Brothers and sisters, when we abide in Christ and His Word abides in us, and then we function in the context of righteousness, there's peace. Righteousness and peace go hand in hand. Sin and discord and difficulty go hand in hand. In Hebrews chapter 12, speaking of God's discipline upon us, the fruit of those who have been trained by it is the peaceful fruit of righteousness. You see, when God enables you, when you trust in Him to do the right thing, there's peace in that. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely. Now Paul's inspired desire here is that the goal would be brought about. Sanctify you entirely. it's an interesting word here. This word translated entirely, holo telos. Telios means complete or finished. Jesus said, tetelestai, it is finished. Telios, holo, telo means holy, complete. Holy, complete. Complete in all respects. Through and through. It speaks of quality, not quantity. Complete in all respects, all the way through. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, all the way through. And you might remember, I mentioned earlier, and we all know this, we are not sanctified all the way through yet. There are spots and places that God is still working on. You can hear the hammers and the saws, right? And it doesn't sound good at times, and it hurts. He's still working on us. But here is God's inspired desire for us. May he sanctify you completely. And we're going to see that this is a goal that God is bringing us unto, which we will experience when we see him. That's when it's going to happen. This speaks of the church being presented to Christ in all her glory, having no spot and wrinkle in any such thing, but that she should be holy and blameless. God's will is for us to be conformed to the image of Christ. Conformed to the image of Christ. We were predestined to do so. Romans 8:29. So Paul says, may God fully complete the job. May he fully complete the job. And guess what we're going to see? It's going to happen because faithful is he who called you, and he will bring it to pass. Entirely. Remember Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. For I am confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Again, it is so easy to be discouraged in the midst of all that goes on when we fail. Not talking about rebels, talking about those who want to follow Jesus and are failing. He's working those things out. It's going to be brought to an end. It will be complete. You will be set apart completely from sin in every manner. That day will come. You'll be set apart. It's hard to imagine it, isn't it? It's hard to imagine it. But we have a taste of it as the Lord changes us, don't we? We have a taste in the areas that he's changing in us. And we can see his work. We can see that good work that he's doing in us. We have a taste of it. Folks, by his great power, this is what's going to happen. We're going to be complete when we're glorified. We're going to be made like Jesus. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Paul says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of power that he has even to subject all things to himself. 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we shall be. This is what Paul's talking about, what we shall be, by the way. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him. That's speaking of holiness, fully sanctified, because we shall see him just as he is. 1 John 3:3. And everyone who has this hope fixed on him purifies himself just as he is pure. By God's great power, we will be made like Christ. We will be sanctified entirely through and through. It's going to happen. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely. We're not there, but God is working on us. We are holy in bits and pieces, but when we are finished, we will be holy through and through. Don't get discouraged. Be encouraged. God will complete the job. But within that, remember, for our current sanctification, it is God who does the work. You can't sanctify yourself. But God, through his word, by his spirit, changes our hearts and enables us then to trust him and obey him. Now notice, not only are we going to be sanctified entirely, but we're going to be kept blameless when Jesus comes, preserved blameless. This is quite an interesting statement. Verse 23, now may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit, soul, and body be preserved complete without blame at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here we have the second part. And may your spirit, soul, body be preserved complete without blame, and notice the timing, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is interesting because Paul uses the phrases spirit, soul, and body. And at this point, we don't have time to get into a theological debate, the dichotomy, trichotomy debate concerning man. Is man two parts or three parts? It's actually a difficult question to answer, by the way. And the reason is throughout Scripture, we see man described in two parts. And usually we see it body and soul or body and spirit. They're usually used interchangeably. So we see that throughout. But yet in our passage here and in Hebrews chapter 4:12, we have a statement here, in Hebrews 4:12, that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as, which means it's really far, of the division of soul and spirit. So it seems that there is a division between soul and spirit. They're very similar, but as you go down really far, there is a division. So how does that work? I don't understand it. So what is Paul trying to say here? I think he's pointing to the fact that our complete being is going to be preserved blameless. The immaterial, body and soul, and the material too, body. Very interesting, because we know if we die, our body goes in the grave, corrupted by sin, decaying in the ground, and we go to be with the Lord. But then when he comes back, he brings us with him and he raises us and we're glorified. That's the time when he comes back that we are changed, when the Lord comes. And that's what he says, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord comes. So I believe he's speaking of everything, every part of us. And I think that's actually reinforced by what he says. And I like the actual New King James Version here better. The way they translate it says, now may your whole spirit, so the word complete really translates spirit, soul, and body. May your whole spirit, and the word here is holokleron. The whole means like the complete portion. Kleron means parts. May all your parts, the whole thing, be preserved, literally preserved, blameless. At the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he comes, you will be blameless in every single part. It's quite an amazing thought. The preservation of keeping us blameless. The term blameless is a legal term. It speaks of no valid accusation. And in Christ right now, we are blameless in a sense because of the forgiveness of sins. When we sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. In position, we are blameless. But I'll tell you, I'm not blameless when I sin. In that moment, I can be blamed for it accurately, right? Yes, it's forgiven. But I'm not clean from sin. I'm still sinning. Right? I mean, if I yell at my wife or say something, I'm not blameless in that moment, practically speaking. Yes, in position, I'm blameless. But I'm not. But when Christ comes, my whole being, body, soul, and spirit, will be kept blameless. Blameless, it means there's no valid accusation, which means there's no sin. Tremendous reality. And the more I get older in Christ, the more I realize what a sinner I am. And how much I look forward to that day when he makes me, like his son Jesus, completely.
If you've just joined us, you've been listening to Equipping the Saints with Greg Lundstedt. Greg's message today is from his series in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Now, you can hear today's message again by visiting our website, etsradio.org. That's etsradio.org. CDs of today's message or other messages are available at our website as well. And as a part of the ministry of Equipping the Saints, all our audio resources are available at no cost to you, thanks to the Lord's provision through the faithful support of friends of this broadcast. To order your complimentary CD, call us toll-free, 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. If you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Greg, as we close today's broadcast, how should we respond to what you've taught us in this message?
Well, Dave, we should be encouraged. Although we are righteous in God's sight, practically speaking, we are holy in bits and pieces. But when he is finished, we will be holy through and through. Brothers and sisters, be encouraged. There's a lot of hammering and a lot of sawing and a lot of work going on in our lives, but it's heading towards a wonderful goal that we would be completely set apart from sin, entirely sanctified through and through, made like Christ. So with this in mind, be encouraged and focus on Jesus Christ and let Him do His work in you. Now, may the God of peace Himself sanctify you entirely.
As we close today's broadcast, it's our prayer that the Word of God has done its work in your life and that you've been challenged and encouraged to follow Christ more closely. If you'd like a complimentary CD of today's broadcast, call us toll-free at 1-800-596-9144. That's 800-596-9144. And if you prefer to request your complimentary CD by email, our email address is contact@etsradio.org. Well, we hope you'll make plans to join us again on Monday, right here for another edition of Equipping the Saints. Equipping the Saints is a broadcast ministry of Equipping Bible Church.